Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio Show, where each time you'll hear from successful women CEOs, executives, and professionals, where we'll discover how they do what they do to be successful in business. We'll be interviewing women who have overcome big challenges, women who have incredible stories of lessons learned in dealing with adversity. We'll even interview women who have started and grown successful organizations and women who are C-level executives with unique talents and positions. Our goal is to bring successful businesswomen together to share how they're leading the way in business today.
Good morning and welcome to Women Leading the Way Radio, brought to you by Connected Women of Influence. I'm Barbara Eldridge, your host for Trendsetting Women. And with me today is our leading lady, Terry Wilder with Wilder Vibes. Welcome, Terry.
Thank you, Barbara. Great to be here.
You know, I know I've got a whole bunch of questions, but and our topic today is what? You don't meditate? But before we get to that, explain to me a little bit what your background is and where this introduction to the gong and what you do comes from.
Well, I have been involved with sound literally all my life as a singer, songwriter, and actress in theater and some film. I worked in radio for 11 years, and so I've always been involved in sound, and it's an integral part of my life. In hindsight, it's been part of everything that I think I've ever done. The gong showed up about 3 years ago when I was doing a concert with someone who was teaching people EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique, which is tapping on acupressure points to release the chi or the energy and move you into a place of de-stressing and feeling better. And he wanted to include my positive message music, my original songs, in the experience. So we met in Phoenix, and I did this concert. A woman showed up with two gongs on this big, huge metal stand, and I stretched
my head.
We're not talking about
gonging like the Gong Show, right? Let's be clear.
No, exactly, exactly. So that was my reaction with the Gong Show. What does this have to do with feeling peaceful? Because my memory of that was disturbing. So she started to play the gong, and literally with the first strike of this incredible instrument, my heart burst wide open. There are harmonics and overtones and sounds that come from the gong that are beyond explanation. You really have to experience them to understand really what they do and how they feel and what the experience is to have a gong meditation. So I became interested immediately and came back to San Diego and searched for a gong teacher or someplace to buy them. And I couldn't find anyone to show me how to do something with these things. I did find a place to buy them online, but I thought, then what? What do I do? Well, about 8 months later, she moved to San Diego. My gong teacher, the woman I met at that concert, moved to San Diego and ended up teaching me how to play. And then she helped me create gigs. And then she moved away to Hawaii, and I took over some of her gigs. And it's literally changed my life, Barbara. It's opened me up to a world of sound healing, which is utilizing sound to help people feel better on so many levels, whether it's releasing stress or negative thoughts or even things that are stuck in your body, like physical ailments. It's changed my life and the lives of so many other people, and it's become another passion of mine. I'm so grateful for it.
Once you first learned the gong, what were you expecting to do with it? You know, I mean, I know you have always tapped into more spiritual groups to do your regular music, but what were you expecting to do with the gong?
Pretty much the same thing. It occurred to me pretty quickly that this was changing people's lives in a way that conscious music also affects people's lives. In other words, music with a message that inspires or makes you feel better. Well, the gong does that through vibrations without words. And that became clear very quickly. It's a different experience from listening to a gong song. Basically, in a gong meditation, you lie down and all you do is receive, and your whole body becomes an ear, or many, many, many ears, receive the vibrations. And so I knew pretty quickly I could incorporate this into my music, and so now I do what I call songs and gongs concerts, or I could do it on its own. And that's exactly what I'm doing now.
Well, I know there's been things written about, you know, meditation in the workplace, you know, that in order to reduce stress and relieve physical ailments. And so is that what you are looking to add on to, you know, your repertoire of what you do?
Absolutely. That came to me, as you know, about a year ago. It occurred to me, somebody said, well, you know, you're playing in these spiritual environments, and maybe it's time for, it's like preaching to the choir. They already get it. So maybe it's time for you to turn around and face the rest of the world. And that's when it came to me that the corporate world, which can include big companies and hospitals and even hospice environments, anywhere where people are feeling stress at work, which, hello, this is most people who are doing a 9-to-5 job or even, you know, whatever their hours. Everybody is living in a state of stress nowadays. So I thought, what if I worked from the inside out in some of these corporate environments where meditation has made its way into their programs, their employee wellness programs. So has yoga, and sometimes even people giving massages. Well, this is an internal massage, and you don't have to do anything. You don't have to try to meditate. You literally sit or lie down and receive the vibrations, and these high vibrations of the gong meet the lower vibrations of the body and do what's called entrainment. Lower vibrations can't be around higher vibrations and sustain themselves. So they rise up to this higher vibration, and people come out of a gong meditation feeling peaceful, feeling relaxed, feeling creatively inspired, feeling overall better. Now, for the employers, imagine your employees feeling better, having more to offer in a creative way, calling in sick less often, excited about coming to work because, hey, it's gong to lunch day, which is what I'm calling my program. What a prosperous environment that becomes. So that's my goal now. That's where I'm moving towards.
And I know you have gone on and done some, you know, other than just the instruction from your initial gong teacher, I know you've gone on and gotten a certification. Tell me a little bit about that.
This is so exciting to me. I find myself diving into any information around what's called sound healing. Now, this is ancient medicine, so this has been around way before pills and doctors came into play. This is from thousands of years ago. Think drumming and calling through the jungles with your voice. This is all sound healing. And so, I decided I wanted to explore this further, and I found a school called the Globe Institute for Sound Healing up in San Francisco. So I took, because I don't live up there and I can't take the classes twice a week, that's a long drive. I decided to take their summer intensives. So there were two-week sound healing immersions. We were in class from 10 a.m. to 9:30 p.m. every day with one day off for these two-week stretches. And I took my test about 3 or 4 weeks ago and am awaiting the certificate in the mail. So I am a certified sound healer now. Yes, I'm just waiting for the paper, but it's a done deal. But I learned so much about how sound works with everything, and everything is energy. Everything is frequency, is affecting everything. So there's a little bit of the science. You know, thank you, Einstein, for putting that out there. So I just say the scientists are catching up with the mystics and giving it new study proof and new verbiage so that the people who don't quite understand now have a platform from which to understand what physiologically is going on.
So share with us, what's the greatest impact the gong has made on you? I mean, you know, I know you stand there and you play the gong, but there has to be an impact on you as well. I know what it is it did to, you know, in terms of impacting me. I've been a meditator for many, many years, but the gong just made it so easy and mm-hmm. and you know, it just allows the body to totally take on, you know, that lack of stress. So tell me what the gong has affected you.
As also being energy myself, I'm receiving from the gong vibrations in a slightly different way than someone who's lying down and completely relaxed and in full receivership mode. But I am still receiving the vibrations because I'm right there. I'm manipulating it. I'm facilitating the sound happening. So those same vibrations are reaching me in a slightly different way, but I do leave every gong session feeling like my energy is raised and cleared. So I don't necessarily go, wow, I feel amazing. It's a calmer but a higher energy, and it's just a really clean, it's a clean energy. It's like as if I've woken up from a good night's sleep, uninterrupted. I'm ready to take on the day. That's what I feel like. And I always sleep better after a gong meditation, especially when I give them at night. And here's an interesting thing. So it's working on the brain in this way. Because the left side of our brain is where we do all of our planning and numbers, and that's where language lives and counting. And actually the past and the future live in the left side of the brain. We spend so much time in our left brain and just getting ourselves through the day. This is also where that monkey mind lives. So what happens with these great vibrations and harmonics and overtones coming from the gong, what happens in the brain is the left side of the brain has nothing to grab onto because the gong is played so intuitively, there's no way to even consider what's happening next. Even I don't know as the player of the gong. So that left side of the brain starts to soften and with some people even completely surrender. So that side of the brain gets quieted. Because it's so in the present moment, it activates the right side of the brain, which is the part of our brain that lives in the now. That's where inspiration and creativity and even inventiveness, that's where ideas are born. That's where dreams happen. So all of that part of the brain is activated, as is the corpus callosum, the bridge that connects those two parts of the brain. So all of that is inspired. And now you're bringing the brain in, which is a beautiful gift. So for me, also, all of that gets really activated, has stayed activated. And I've had experiences around synchronicities, which is an interesting thing. I'll think of something or someone, and suddenly they're calling or emailing me, or I'm about to say something, and someone else says exactly the same thing, word for word. Those kinds of things are constantly happening to me to the point where now I just expect it. But it's it's not so much that it's something happening, but it's an awareness, a tuning in to energy on a much higher level. So, that's been a fun piece of my life to just go, okay, I wonder what today's going to bring. Cool.
Well, I just so enjoyed the, you know, I the one sound I remember the most is the one that sounded like the whale. It you bring out something so wonderful. But just in case our listeners may want to reach you after our show, how would you like them to contact you, Terry?
There are a couple of ways that are really perfect. You can go to my website, which is terriwilder.com. That's T-E-R-I, Wilder, W-I-L-D-E-R.com. Can read all about the gongs and even watch a video on there that gives some more explanation. I have a toll-free number, 1-888-T-WILDER. 894-5337, 1-888-T-WILDER, or email me, terry@terriwilder.com. And remember, Terry is just four letters, one R. So lots of ways to reach me.
Excellent. I know you've got some stories about people that you've worked with. Can you share one or two of those with us?
I have a couple of favorite stories. One of them was a woman named Tracy up in Pasadena. She came to a gong meditation, and she had discomfort throughout the meditation. So this is not uncommon. I love when people mention, by the way, I was not comfortable, so what is going on? Well, that's because the sounds are bringing stuff up to be released. Okay, so that's what's happening. So she came up to me after the gong meditation, and she said, she was crying, and she said, why was I uncomfortable? I'm hearing everybody talk about how peaceful they feel and how wonderful, and why was I uncomfortable? And so I said, first of all, the fact that you're crying tells me you are releasing or ready to release something. I said, so just be with it. Pay attention to your body. Tune in to how you're feeling. Watch your dreams, watch your ideas, watch your body, and just be with it. Something is coming up. And I am never one to say, here's what's coming up, because you know and your body knows. I don't know, and I won't presume to know. So 2 days later, a friend of hers came to me and said, I have to tell you, Tracy has had chronic back pain for years. Hasn't slept through the night in years, and the last two nights, her pain was lessening and lessening, and she was sleeping through the night, which was so powerful to me. And then she came back to me 6 months later and said, I'm just starting to feel the pain in my back again, so I'm back for recalibration, or whatever she said. So that was huge. And then there was a woman up in Chicago who had Parkinson's and full body tremors all over constantly until she was asleep. I did a 7 or 8 minute gong meditation that she was part of. And afterwards, she stood up and she was standing perfectly still. And she said, I really don't know what just happened, but I am not shaking right now, and I'm shocked. So everybody thought it was miraculous, and it really wasn't. It was just sound doing what it does. It lasted, I'm not even sure, maybe 15, 20 minutes, but, you know, for her to experience that kind of relief was really, really powerful. And then people just say they feel peaceful, they feel calm. I've had people have out-of-body experiences. I'll leave their body. It covers the whole gamut. Experiences. Yeah.
I'm sure. But, you know, here we want, you know, we're talking about taking this into corporate America, you know, with all that you do, obviously, even with your traveling, as I've just heard, what do you think the biggest challenge you face in being able to market your business to a wider audience?
The challenge with this is getting people to understand what it is. Because as you mentioned earlier, the gong show is the first thing that comes out of most people's mouths, and they kind of laugh, and then they have the experience and they say, I don't even know how to put words to this. So my biggest challenge is getting people to have a listen to what I can share with you. There is science. There's so much science to support this. There's so many years of facts and figures, and I have my own facts and figures that I've taken from people before and after gong experiences and what the difference is before and after. So then hear what I have to say, and then allow me to just give you 5-10 minutes of a gong session, and then you tell me. And anytime anyone's had an experience, they are more than willing to share with other people, to encourage other people to make it happen. So, and with the corporate world, it's finding the right person who will open that door for me to walk through, to give a presentation, to show them what's possible.
Well, I know, at least here in San Diego, employee health programs are you know, spreading out among the corporations. But you're right, it is finding who those people are so that you can present what you do. I know you have to, you know, keep on keeping going. So how are you marketing it? Is it just strictly through phone calls? And as you do small groups, is that helping?
Small groups is really helpful, so I always make it a point to mention afterwards, if you help me get in front of somebody and get a gong session with somebody, I will give you a complimentary session. So there's some incentive for people. I've spoken with the American Holistic other contacts through them. Anywhere I go, I talk about it. I do email blasts. I always encourage people, please get on my email list and I'll let you know where I'm going to be. Sending out letters and then doing the follow-up. You have been remarkably helpful with me in making that happen, Barbara, and in just letting me know to do that, because I wouldn't have thought about doing letters. Who writes letters anymore? But that's what makes you stand out. And I have flyers, and I make phone calls. Anybody expresses an interest, and I will call or shoot them a follow-up email. And I rely a lot on word of mouth, too, because once someone has experienced it, they can't help but tell people about it. You have to try it. There aren't words. You just have to do it. And then I give other incentives, so there are sometimes 2-for-1 gong sessions, or book your gong session now and you get a gong meditation CD as my gift, those kinds of things, yeah.
So that in itself is available on your website?
Yes, absolutely, as a download or as a hard copy CD.
Does it have the same effect? I guess that's my curiosity, you know, as a CD or a download. Does it have the same effect as being in your presence?
There is nothing like the real thing. Ain't nothing like the real thing, as the song says. However, everything being vibration and the gong tracks being created with intention, there is great power in that. So when you listen to the CD or the download, what we always say is listen on really good speakers, a good sound system, or with headphones or earbuds. If you listen through a laptop, the speakers just do not support the huge variety of sounds that come out of the gongs. So you have to get earbuds or headphones or earbuds. I listen on my laptop with earbuds, and I listen when I fall asleep. being in a room with multiple gongs is a power in itself. Even one gong, it's powerful.
Well, I'm sorry that that's our show for today. I certainly want to thank you, Terry, for being our leading lady today. And, of course, special thanks to our listeners, and we'll be back next Monday morning for another Women Leading the Way radio show. We're here every Monday morning at 9 a.m. Our leading lady next week, actually, it's leading ladies next week, Amy Wong and Jackie Chang. They're founders of something called OrangeGlad.com, and their topic will be the power of being decisive. Your passion is a decision away. I'm Barbara Eldridge, host of Trendsetting Women. Thank you for listening, and do make it a million-dollar day. You have the power to do it.
Women Leading the Way is produced by Connected Women of Influence, the premier private membership organization where like-focused business-to-business executive and professional women connect, collaborate, and cultivate a vast network of high-level affiliations, resources, and professional relationships. For more information about Connected Women of Influence, please visit our website at connectedwomenofinfluence.com.